about Amazon and anything else about the office?
Sure. It was interesting. It was a Thursday evening when the San Francisco had already shut down the shelter in place, and then both the county and the governor gave the order to shelter in place. It was a broad order. The specifics came out over the weekend, and you know, the office shut down. And then we were looking at it, you know, both the DCIC and everybody else was looking at the particular order. And we had precipitously shut down Shopify, where the office manager had said, well, you know, why are we doing that? We didn't want to have a bunch of back orders, but he, you know, hindsight's 20/20 in lots of areas. And while we were determining that we had an exception in the order for essential business, he had actually called the LA Department of Health and gotten permission to reopen. So we are reopened out there, although we got to understand it's still a dangerous thing to be out there in public at this point. So the office is working shifts. Quite a bit of it is being done from home. Jose is really holding down the fort. And actually, it's an interesting thing has happened. I think both Bill and I didn't expect ourselves, or expected ourselves to kind of, you know, go back to like 2019, 2018 levels. But what's happened in the last couple of weeks, and I don't know if it'll sustain or not, but Amazon is actually as high as it's ever been on a weekly or two-week basis. We'll see how it happens for the month. And the office is actually meeting the pre-levels, but not with intergroup sales. They've gone south, obvious reasons. You know, I'm not going to order a bunch of books for an intergroup and then have to go trace around and see a lot of people. But what has happened is the smaller individual orders have increased tremendously. And those are all getting out. So actually, like I said, it would be premature to say that the sales are going to sustain at this level, but we can hope. We kid in some of our online meetings that, you know, it used to be it's a threefold disease, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. Now it's Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and quarantine. You know, I mean, a lot of people are stuck with people they don't want to be stuck with. But, I mean, the sales are to the roof. Now, the other problem we've had is Amazon is totally overwhelmed, including workers that are not able to come in. And we had a pretty good load in there. They would not let one of our last shipments go in there right as it started, which I believe is our soft cover meds. And then the shipments we did have going in there took forever and a day to get from literally the loading dock to the shelves. And they're really limited on non-medical shipments in to load into their fulfillment centers. And we've been working the office every day. I say we, but it's really the office staff has been trying to put orders in, and we just got them released this week, but not to our pre-levels. We can't ship in two pallets of yellow books, is what we wanted to do amongst the other books. And it's really based upon our monthly sales of what we can send. And that's in process right now. We have quite a few books at our publisher that are primed to go right into the Illinois Fulfillment Center, and which saves a lot of time rather than going to LA. And so that's limited. So we're just going to be shipping to them more often. But we're glad to ship in. The books are selling so fast, we're going to be out if they didn't open up the shipping in, which we have now.
David, if you can wrap it up.
Yeah, and also the office, like Sharon mentioned, a ton of meeting changes and updates. It'd be great when we come out with a online plan. All the online meetings are off the charts that we have, phone, internet, Zoom, and the Zoom meetings have grown like a wild weed in a rainstorm. So, but we're back up to speed. They're keeping it open, and hopefully we'll be able to keep going. Thank you.
Okay, I'm about to open up to the group, so if people want to raise hands with questions or comments, that would be great, particularly how we can serve at the fellowship level. The one last thing, something we've talked about a long time, is doing online types of experience, strength, and hope workshop programs. We actually did one, several sections of it last week by Bonnie M. on reparenting, and we're immediately seeing, as we are seeing with just the amazing registration we're getting for the virtual AWC, there's clearly a hunger right now for direct virtual communication. Bonnie, with very limited publicity, was getting like 350 and 400 people for her reparenting workshop. So we envision going more in that direction. So with that, I'm going to go do my best with hand raising. This is a skill I'm not good at all, but I'm going to start with Erin.
Hi, Shirley. Thank you. When you were asked to talk about identify issues and input on fellowship needs, the one thing that, you know, to look at is how positively some of this has affected us and our fellowship. And what makes me really happy and grateful is that by going here, by going to a virtual ABC, we've reached so many more people to come into service as a delegate. And I am really grateful that although it was such a short period of time for new delegates, you know, that they really have stepped up to learn their role, to attend the workshops, you know, the orientation. And I really hope that this experience, although it's been a lot of work, that it has become less intimidating, so that as a result of being here and the help that we've gotten from Sharon, from Jim to be here, that you can go back to your groups and share so that it is less intimidating, so that more people do come forward to do service, but to attend all the different workshops that you're hearing about. I really loved hearing about the Service Network Committee, because I think that if we can take that back to our groups, and now that there are so many more people here at the ABC, to take that back to their groups and share that so that more people get involved. So I'm just really happy that that we can make lemonade out of lemons.
Thank you very much. Miles, by the way, thank you, Erin, for staying within a minute anyway. Miles, could you do the 1 minute timing thing for the rest of our speakers? I'll assume that has happened, or I'll back up. So I believe the next person with their, something has gone wrong with.
Charlie, I can go ahead and call.
If you could start calling, that'd be helpful. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Anita is next from Belgium.
Hello, yes. Hello again, everyone. Very nice to see you. I just wanted to testify about the COVID here. We are renting an apartment with AA and of 20 meetings a week. And so AA is at a load ACA in their building. So our group is really mainly double winners. And so we all knew at ACA, we all, the longest member, I'm part of them, were 6 months, you know, but everybody's new. So for us, this has been incredible, because it has allowed us to go to seminar online, and also to I'm going to Sarah O's group in Montclair, you know, and my sponsor is in Uvita in Costa Rica, and we do online meeting, and so I can have people with experience sharing, you know, the program, because us, it's very mixed. People share still a little bit like AA, ACA. It's not very clear what the program is, so we've been actually highly sponsored by those meetings online. We would like to, thank you, I'll wrap up. We would like to ask the committee to consider, you know, continuing doing things online for people like us, so that we could connect to the world community a bit more often. Also, my group I'm treasury is 200 euros, so I'm pretty sure I wouldn't have been able to come to the convention and serve as service.
Thank you, so Anita.
Really,
thank you.
Okay. It's being kept open.
Thank you. Okay, next is Mary from California 1364.
Hi, everyone. Good morning. And first of all, I want to give kudos to the board for setting up this Zoom. I wouldn't have been able to come to the convention, but I'm able to attend now. And the thing I want us to consider is that when we go back to our face-to-face meetings, how can we incorporate the online meetings? Because we have in California, there are people that are incapacitated for whatever reasons and homebound or whatever. So I would really like for us to consider incorporating the online meetings as part of our regular meetings. And that way we reach out to those who are part of our fellowship that can't get to the face-to-face meetings. Thank you so much for all your hard work.
Thank you. Next is Stefan from Intergroup 630 in California. Sorry.
Hey, thank you for the time. Thank you everybody for their service. David, I have a question. Does World Service get more money if we buy the books directly from you or directly from World Service as opposed to Amazon? I heard a rumor that Amazon pays 45% less. They get a 45% discount on books. So I've been trying to encourage people to buy directly in this time, buy directly from the bookstore at ABC, at World Service.
Actually, Amazon doesn't get a discount from us. They charge a fulfillment cost. We set that up. But in answer to your question, we do make a few more dollars per book if you buy it from our store. If you notice, the price from our store is like $15 for a red book. In Amazon, it's $20. And we still make a better income from our store than we do with Amazon. We're grateful for Amazon. It's a lot of, we reach a lot of people that way. There's 120 million people on Amazon Prime in the U.S. alone. But please tell people to buy from our store. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Thank you. Okay, next is Tony from Illinois 193.
Oh, hi, I'm Tony. I'm an adult child. And sadly, you know, this virus has quarantined many of us, but I looked at it as an opportunity to offer more Ready, Set, Go meetings. So I've increased the Ready, Set, Go meetings. Someone suggested, Sue, as a matter of fact, suggested I note that it's online and phone. And so I'm grateful in that respect. And I also appreciate everything everyone's done to make this possible through Zoom do ABC, and I'm excited about the convention. I've never been to the convention, so I get a chance to do that too. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tony. Next is Alexandra from Sweden, 163.
Yes, thanks for this amazing ABC. And the direction it's going in and how easy it is to partake of the global community. I think it's a very sustainable direction. And I wish that we could incorporate this in the future for us that want to make sure that, you know, the survival of the planet with that ACA and avoid flying, that we can meet together like this face to face with this virtual contact. If we could somehow integrate this in the future ABCs, or like have them shifting continents so it's easier for us to meet. This is really, really, really nice. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Marcus from California Intergroup 648.
I do think that this crisis has presented a lot of opportunity with this online. So I kind of feel like there's three areas in which you're good to maybe sum up experience and have guidance, and that's safety, anonymity, and the seventh tradition. I think the seventh tradition is not quite so complex or difficult, but different meanings I think are actually discussing and trying to solve these different things. But I think those are things that come up for the online. Also, I think it would be good to explore of having workbook groups, like trades groups and yellow workbook groups online, because a lot of times individuals will have trouble getting a place for that type of group.
Okay. Thank you. And for the time being, you can go to intherooms.com. There are some workbook groups there, but there may be others coming out. Next is Liz from Intergroup 44 in Connecticut.
Hi, thank you. I was wondering if somebody could put the instructions on the website on how to use Zoom for the seventh tradition, or maybe outline some suggestions so that we don't have to reinvent that wheel. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. There you go.
10 minutes.
Okay. Thank you. 10 minutes left, you're saying? Okay. Next is Kelly from telephone meeting 0341.
Thank you. Just in response to the COVID virus, and now the telephone meetings in a lot of ways weren't nearly as affected as obviously the face-to-face meetings. However, we, within a couple of days, saw our meetings double in size. And we normally, the meetings that I'm representing and that I started, would average about 30 people and a lot of the same people. So you kind of got to know people, and all of a sudden there was an influx, and I quickly got messages that people that couldn't come in to share. So I realized really quickly that we needed to add meetings, because in our group, what we experienced is when you had more than 30 people in the meeting, you know, you couldn't get enough speakers in. You couldn't get enough people in that hour to talk, and people needed to talk. So we had an emergency business meeting. We quickly added an extra meeting, thanks to Sharon and Nick, got that on there quick. And we also modified our format a little bit to adjust to the extra people so that we could give more people a time to connect. Thank you.
Thank you. And next is Rick from DC009.
Yes, thanks. Great to be here with everyone. This is really wonderful. I've been actually had been working and knowledgeable of some of the potential for this virus for many years, and as have a lot of others in federal agencies. I was glad to hear that we were closing preemptively, and so I would suggest maybe work groups or follow up on several issues. One would be safety, of course, of employees. You know, it's not just in the office, it's transporting and so forth, travel, that's a hazard as well. But it sounds like we're doing that. But if we grow, then, you know, everything it becomes more incumbent upon us to be as safe as possible. And secondly, in terms of the money, I think finding good ways to Venmo, it may be secure, but security of making it easy, maybe to give weekly or monthly or more than that. And then lastly, the security of Zoom. You probably have heard about Zoom bombing, where some disreputable people are interrupting meetings, and of course our anonymity would be at stake in that as well. So we may even need to adapt to that. But I would predict that these online meetings will grow, but so will the in-person meetings when that's possible. But I don't think that's going to be possible till there's a vaccine. Thanks, and look forward to working with you on all this.
Thank you. David would like to respond quickly to the workbook.
Yes, the Literature Committee, we are very rapidly getting ready to put out a digital yellow workbook for many reasons. Especially overseas, where it costs $1 zillion to ship it. That's one. Also, Zoom is doing major security upgrades this weekend. So both of those were good and appreciated a lot, Rick. But yeah, the online version of digital version will be out as soon as we can make it happen. It comes to the top of our list. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mary Jo.
Next, you're welcome. Thanks. Next is Ralph from Iowa 033.
My question is also about the seventh tradition and not reinventing the wheel. And I don't know that Zoom has a way to make contributions, and others have mentioned Venmo, but if collectively as a fellowship, we could put best practices out on the website, that would be a big help. Thanks.
Thank you. Next is Josh from Intergroup 626.
Yeah, hi. I think the coronavirus through a certain lens is a very interesting forcing function. I know a lot of us have been forced to adapt to work from home and things like that. And it's also, I think, presented some interesting opportunities in that, like, I've a lot of the meetings I go to have converted online, but have also dropped in on meetings that have gone online that are in completely other areas of the country or the world. And it's sort of like been an interesting way that functionally geographic boundaries have dissolved somewhat. And so I just want to give a shout out to the idea that I heard somebody else mention earlier, maybe it was Charlie, I don't remember, about the idea of doing, maybe even after coronavirus is over, like online WSO level workshops. So I think that could be a massive opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Robert from Florida 173.
Yeah, thank you. So two things. One of them is we had about 20 meetings that were face-to-face meetings in the Tampa Bay area, and we converted, I think, probably 12 or 13 of those to virtual meetings, and we chose not to publish most of those meetings. We just let the attendees have the access codes to prevent Zoom bombing and all those things, but certainly would be good to get sort of lessons learned for those who have published those Zoom links and the feedback. And the second thing is really for me, and I think for a lot of people that I've talked to, is the meetings are really, really great, but to get the traction in the program is really to work the steps. And this, these notions of doing these face-to-face step groups of 4 to 8 people was so powerful, and now that's kind of gone. I've been running, I've run 3 step groups since August and September of last year, virtual step groups all on Zoom. And I'd love to get lessons learned from people, because there, it's just what works, what doesn't work, because I'm kind of, I feel like I'm reinventing this stuff. So anything that could happen, either as a Slack channel around that or a working group, that'd be really appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Larry from California Intergroup 584.
Hi, everybody. Thanks, everybody, for your service. It's been an amazing experience for me. I like the idea of the hybrid meetings going forward, where I envision some large screen TVs in the room where we're meeting face to face and all have the large screen TVs available. I was thinking about WSO board members being available to be speakers at some of our online meetings. I think that's something I would like to hear about. And I just, Tony A steps versus the AA steps. A couple of years ago, people came down from San Francisco to our area and brought Tony steps to us, and it blew me away as far as what's those steps mean as far as healing and loving myself versus the steps that I used in AA. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Joe from telephone meeting 0363.
Yes. Hi, this is Joe. And thanks. I want to also urge that we intentionally and explicitly ask the inner groups to coordinate at least one Zoom meeting. That's a hybrid meeting, as mentioned, where a face-to-face meeting is also on Zoom. And it doesn't, there are ways to get around this, the security issues, but most importantly, there is a way to make the Zoom meeting our front door to the smaller, to fill our face-to-face meetings. And then after people have tried a Zoom meeting, then they can join a smaller face-to-face meeting that is not a hybrid meeting. I'm particularly interested in the unreached population of single parents who do not have childcare. This is a way to reach our critical population. Thanks for the timer. So I'm really, really urging that we explicitly ask for hybrid meetings. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Laura from Colorado Intergroup 605.
Hi, everybody. Thank you. I just want to say thank you to the committee for all of this. I'm a new delegate and my first time here, and 3 weeks of using Zoom. It's wonderful to see faces. My questions are something along the lines of our conferencing, whether our interaction with other fellowships such as AA, Al-Anon, knowing Tony A did come from some of that, and kind of incorporating and finding a unity there. And the other thought is about principles before personalities. I've heard of a lot of my groups around here are doing these call to parent meetings, and it seems to be fostered by one person in California, and just kind of seeing if the WSO, and I prefer to follow groups that I've done the Yellow Book a few times. I'm doing a Zoom with sponsees after this meeting. We're in our 8-step, as well as the 4x4. We call it the laundry list. I like things that are thought out and voted upon in a group conscience in our higher power. So just so grateful and looking forward to that digital groups as well. Thank you so much, everyone.
Thank you. Next is Petra from...
You're out of time too, Mary Jo.
Okay. I'm going to give us a couple of extra minutes, if that's okay. We have a lot of people with their hands raised. I'm just going to call on three more people. And first one is Petra from Spain.
Yes, hi. Thank you very much. I just want to say quickly, we've been in complete lockdown here in Spain since March 13th, which is 6 weeks now. And on the Monday, the first day of the lockdown, we took the meeting to Skype. And it's great because we've got a lot of people that regularly visit us from other European countries. And so we can have a pan-European meeting right now. I would just like to ask, I heard you talk about safety of putting information online. Just occurred to me, I'd like to update our meeting information so people can find us on Skype. What is the safe way to do that? What do you recommend? Thank you.
Okay. Someone can contact you about that or post something directly. Thank you. Next person is Marion from South Africa, Intergroup IG659.
Hi there. I just wanted to say that we are so grateful for, first, the opportunity to participate. We would never have had a chance otherwise, given the distance and cost for us. But also, since we've been in an extremely severe lockdown, we've had to switch our meetings to Zoom. And what we've discovered is that there's cross-pollination with other groups and other fellowships. And we've grown by something like 10% in the last couple of weeks. Countrywide. And we're also getting people connecting with people in different areas of the country and different parts of the world. What people are asking for that we currently cannot provide is online step working group and sponsoring, because there's just not enough people here. And I was really wondering that, in workshops in time zones that are different from the US, for us this is evening. So something to be aware of, a real desperate need, and I'm sure we're not the only country with that need. I really think this is a great area to explore, where we can have online workshops, step work groups, whatever, managed from different parts of the world. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to have to stop here. We'll try to find time in the rest of the agenda for further questions, but it is our meal break time. And
Mary Jo. Yes. Can I just say one last thing closing? First off, thanks very much to everybody for this wealth of information. I will say the thing that struck me most of what I heard was this idea of opportunities, that the change and the needs have actually created better ways of doing things. I believe when we get off at the end of today, typically we sort of say, please stay involved. But I think right now we've opened up a conversation that would be helpful if we can continue. I know there's a Slack channel for online delegates. I would like people to sort of stay in there at least for a few weeks so we can get back and close the loop on some of what has been raised today. And I'm also wondering if I can ask for a quick poll of if we offered like a follow-up sort of town hall for all of the people who have been delegates here to continue talking about the issues we've raised today. If you would be willing to participate could you hit yes? That will help us know whether to what the strength of interest in that is. Obviously, you don't have to if you don't want to. So I've already seen 50 going up already. So I will talk with the board, but we will make a commitment to arranging, I would say within 2 months max and possibly sooner, a follow-up meeting where perhaps some of us on this call can also be part of different action teams to help develop some of the ideas we talked about. But thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Charlie. Okay, so it is 10:36 my time in Chicago. We're taking 45 minutes for our lunch break. So Miles put 45 minutes on the clock. And what is that? I couldn't read that. You put it on the clock. Okay. Thank you. All right. Okay. Please turn off your video and audio while you take this break, and we'll see you back in 45 minutes. Thank you.